This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Hollywood right now, that is, the slice of the American movie business that's driven by the big studios, is the reserve of the tentpole. Avengers Endgame being Exhibit A, and I'm a fan. It was too long, but I'm a fan. But there is another kind of film that's been getting less common the past decade or so after a long run as a Hollywood go-to, the classic romantic comedy. Sleepless in Seattle, When Harry Met Sally, not that they were all Meg Ryan films. But anyway, Wesley Morris, critic-at-large for the New York Times, wrote about this very topic in a piece called Rom-Coms Were Corny and Retrograde, Why Do I Miss Them So Much? Wesley, it's good to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you, Kai. What's happening?
Nada, man. We're just, you know, we're talking about this article. And I have to tell you, we have come to refer to it around here as Wesley's Lament for the Rom-Com.
That feels right to me.
Now, why? What's going on? Why do you miss them and where did they go?
Okay. Well, why I miss them because it's the only movie genre that I can think of that is really, truly interested in and dedicated to how people get along, right? The plan that it sets out for its two main characters, it's typically two, is to have these two personalities find a way to think about and consider by the end of the movie having a life together. You know, we're talking about a genre that is predominantly white and heterosexual.
Right.
But
we'll
setting
get to
aside,
that in a minute. Yeah.
Right. But setting aside the sort of the optics and you know, questions of representation, I think that the philosophy of the genre was, hey, here's a man and here's a woman. What would it take to get these two people to realize that they love each other?
Okay. So, yes to all of that. I have a couple of questions. One is, have they really gone away or have they just changed form? I mean, you talk about Crazy Rich Asians, which I would have called a rom-com. You, however, call it a fizzy soap opera.
It just, there's too many other things happening in that movie. If it had just, I do, because I've been listening to people for half a year call this movie a romantic comedy, and it's not. It has romantic comedy elements in it, but there's like three other subplots, they're not even subplots, they're adjacent plots.
Can we safely call you a rom-com purist? Is that what
I
that
am,
means?
Okay. Yes, I'm 100% all right. That, so you have to deal with that.
No,
too.
Fair enough. Look, we called you, man. I will take what you're giving. Another issue, and this is just about the kinds of movies Hollywood is making, and also, oh by the way, where the money is. There's a film coming out this week. I think it's this weekend, right? Charlize Theron and Seth Rogen.
Yes.
It's Long Shot. It's politics and this and that. I would, once again, I'm not a purist. I would call that a rom-com. But you juxtapose that, and I don't know how much money it's going to make, but you juxtapose that with Endgame, which is rapidly approaching like 10 figures in worldwide box office. Of course, they're going to make more Avengers and fewer mid-budget rom-coms, right?
Yes. I think that I don't think the superhero movie's lucrativeness should disincentivize the studios against making more movies like Long Shot. But, you know, you can see a movie like Long Shot and see the ways that the market has made it is a romantic comedy, Long Shot. But there are also, because it's closer to the Seth Rogen end of romantic comedy.
Right, right. Which is a certain genre of romantic comedy, right?
Right. It has to do all these other things. But, you know, once the gears of that movie sort of like kick in, it does work. There's a way that Seth Rogen looks at Charlize Theron in this movie, and I've never seen a man look at a woman so adoringly in the movies. I don't think maybe ever.
All right. No, that's fair. But I'm gonna riff on that line actually, and I'm gonna quote you back to yourself. And we were talking about how they are white and heterosexual and not generally representative of society at large. You say in this piece that you wrote, I'm a single black gay man and therefore an unlikely champion of the American romantic comedy. What's in these movies for you? What is in these movies for you? And do we need to keep making them?
I'm a human being, damn it. And as a human being, I really do want to see people make it. And I don't mean like physically make it, although that's appealing too. I want to see people like figure out a way to be with each other and whether they should be with each other. And a good romantic comedy, even a mediocre one, tries to do that work. of course they could stand to be browner and gayer and, you know, everything else, right? But the fundamental beauty of this, of these movies as a genre, is that they were fundamentally interested in people and the relationships that we have with each other. And everybody at some point in their life has tried to look for somebody to date or marry or something. It's such a universal experience. And these movies, I have never freed hostages from, you know, an Eastern European bad guy. I've never done that before, but I have been on some dates and I've been in, I've tried to be in relationships before.
Wesley Morris, staff writer for the New York Times Magazine, a critic at large for the paper as well, writes on a bunch of stuff, and he is always great to talk to. Wesley, we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.